Is it possible for people to hear the voice of God? It seems to be such a story now in media. Can you really hear the voice of God? Does God really speak to people? Who are you to think that you can really talk to God? You're just a mere mortal. And God is so big. Why would he bother speaking to you?
Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
This is your faith-based, out loud radio broadcast right here on America Out Loud. You're listening to Intentional. Learning to clearly distinguish God's voice is invaluable. Instead of going through life blindly, blundering, stumbling over life by chance, we have this wonderful access and opportunity to have the wisdom of God to lead, guide, and direct us. In one of Jesus' closing messages before he went to the cross, he said that he would not leave us comfortless, but he would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would lead and guide and direct us, would teach us, would take from the Father and show it unto us. He promised that we would not be alone, that we will have access to the teacher. And the teacher can't teach except the teacher can speak. The teacher can't lead except the teacher can communicate. There isn't a single person alive who doesn't want to have answers to life's biggest questions, who doesn't want access to wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Not one. Not even those who may be the chiefest sinners among us. Each one of us is given a burning desire to have information, to have answers. The worst problems in the world can be solved with one word from God. God can speak one word to you that will revolutionize the way you think, revolutionize the way you feel. Whether you're in a financial crisis, a marital crisis, regardless of what situation you may find yourself in today, God's one word from God can change your life. God is constantly speaking to us and gives us his direction. It's never the Lord who is not speaking, but it's us who are not hearing. Many times throughout the scripture, it would say, he that had an ear to hear. Well, in the book of Revelation specifically, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. An ear to hear, a practice ear, an ear that's been attuned to the voice of God, that now you know what God is saying, which direction he is taking us in, where he wants us to go. Can you imagine a world where everybody is hearing God's voice. Yeah, He's always speaking. We're not always hearing because we're so busy with the chatter in our minds. The busy, 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 busy thoughts that we have racing through our minds because we have not learned to be still and know that He is God. Jesus was a radical, a revolutionist, and He came to show the world the Father. He came to show us God incarnate. He was speaking about Himself in St. John chapter 10 and verse 3, about Himself as the shepherd of a sheepfold, and that He was the only way, the shepherd was the only way for the sheep to have a relationship with God. And it reads this way in St. John 10, 3 and 5, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. We'll reference that scripture again throughout this message today, because it's really important that we get a glimpse of this greatness of God and how He wants us to be able to have this one-on-one communication, one-on-one relationship and intimacy, so that at any moment and any day that we could all hear what He's really saying. What if everyone in the White House was hearing the voice of God? Wouldn't that be great? And I've heard rumors that people are saying that other people are hearing the voice of God, and they're saying, well, is that crazy? Well, you know what? If they're really hearing the voice of God, it can sound a bit crazy to people, especially those who do not hear His voice. But His sheep, those who have a relationship with Him, who've been in fellowship. Fellowship means you really focus in on God and you're having this relationship through meditation, through worship, through prayer, reading scripture, through reading inspirational material, through books and listening to audios that build you up, encourage you, and cleanse you. I like cleansing sounds that drive out the darkness, sounds that drive out fear, sounds that drive out anger and all of the other negatives in our soul, sounds that drive those things out. And those sounds are the sounds of heaven, the sounds of God. I do believe that God speaks in many different ways. If we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can say to mountains to be moved and they'll be removed. So if there's power, and since there is, not an if, remove the if, that if is a conditional word. Since there is power in our words, for Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and they are life. So since there's power in my word and there is life in my word, even more so with God. There is power in the Word of God. There is power in the voice of God because He and His Word are one. So He is always speaking, and He's opening the door of opportunity here today to say you too can learn to hear the voice of God. Notice that He said, His sheep hear His voice. Not His sheep should, sheep can, but He said His sheep hear His voice. That's an affirmative. That's a certainty. You hear the voice of God. I know it feels like, oh, I don't know if that was God, because that was something that pushed you out of the box. That was something that pushed you out of your comfort zone. So you question whether or not it was God. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime you are pushed into doing something you've never done before, that's going to impact lives for the good, change the dynamics of a situation and the structure for the good, you can believe that God is speaking. And He is wanting us to be confident that His voice is just as powerful today as it was in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. If nothing can hear the voice of God and become something, then surely we who are His children, His sons and His daughters, that He has called a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, that He's called out of darkness into His marvelous light, surely we can hear God. For the nothingness became something. And that something remains today because of the voice of God. To question whether or not we can hear the voice of God is absolutely absurd. Because those who have a relationship with Him know that we do hear His voice. Do we always get it perfect? No, absolutely not. But we know for certainty that His presence is available to us, and we can fellowship with Him and be led by Him, guided by Him, into a place where we can have confidence that He who has begun this great work in us is faithful to complete it. Think of it this way. I have the lights on here in my little home studio. Now, if I go and turn off the switch, do I still have electricity? Yes, yes, and yes. It's still there. All I have to do is flip on the switch. God's presence is within us. However, we have to learn to activate the presence of God so that we can hear His voice. How do we learn to activate His voice so that we can hear Him in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives? Doesn't it just feel good knowing the possibility, even if you never thought about it before, you never dreamed or envisioned hearing God's voice and being guided by the precious Holy Spirit who's resident within us? But doesn't it feel good to think about it? Think of your computer. You turn it off, or your smartphone, your flip phone, you turn it off and just put it away. You never think about turning it on and not having service. You don't think about that. You turn it on and there it is. Why? Because you have been conditioned to expect it to be there. You have done what it took in order to activate it, correct? You have done what it took to make it present for you. The electricity, your electronics, radio or television stations, you walk in and you just turn on the television, you don't see all the satellites and the things that go into orbit and to play in order for you to sit there, sir, and watch that game that you're watching this afternoon. You don't think about how it got to you. You just know, hey, there it is. Because the conditions were met for you to be able to receive that into your home. God is constantly sending the vibrations of his voice, sending the waves of his voice, transmitting his voice to his people, to his sheep. And too few, no one in this room, but you know those other people, too few have tuned in to his voice. Too few have met the conditions to hear his voice. And they are so simple. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. So it's not difficult. You may think it is because of the way you've been trained and taught before today, but it's not. It's very easy, easy peasy. We're busy pleading with God in prayer to transmit his power, to transmit his word and his voice, when the problem is not with God. It is with our ability to receive what he is saying. Does God always tell me the things I want to hear? No way. But does he tell me what I need to hear and what I need to know when I have put myself in a position to receive? Yes, he does. He tells me what I need to know. And boy, I tell you, when he speaks, you know. God corrects us and without pain. With loving kindness, he draws us. He is not beating me up. It's a girl, you better get that right or I'm going to change my mind about you and send you to hell. That's not my father. Sounds like the devil's talking that talk. That's not my father. My father loves me. And he's always leading, guiding, comforting, teaching, mentoring me. Because he wants to do me good and make me happy. Can we really hear the voice of God? More on that in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The case on God's voice. Many of us do not understand the confusion nor the debate and why there would even be one as to whether or not we can hear the voice of God. I, for one, am glad that I do, and no need to defend that because it's just true. Again, when you spend time with God, when you spend time fellowshipping with him and reverencing his spirit, acknowledging his presence. Oh God, you're awesome, you're good, and you're very present, help in the time of trouble, like the psalmist declared. You don't feel like you need to defend God. I remember a show that we did on life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure, which we do right here on America Out Loud every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. And it was about fighting for God. And I thought about that title as I was preparing for today's message. And I thought, do we really have to fight for God? I know we should stand up and make statements, and because I believe if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So it must be made clear as to who's on the Lord's side, whose side you're on. That must be clear. Would that be without a doubt? But to fight for him, I believe that that's really was our message on life, liberty, is to say, you know, there comes a time you have to take a stand for what's right, for righteousness, not what's right and wrong, because right and wrong can be an emotional thing and a culture thing, the rights and wrongs of different cultures. I discovered that traveling to Africa, the rights and wrongs of different cultures. So not the rights and wrong, but the righteousness of God, where you have God's heart because you spent time with him. You become familiar with his voice. You become familiar with what sounds God makes. In Romans 8 and 14, the Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." So there's an implication here that if we're God's children and born again, if we have had time, we have spent time in his presence, and we then truly are being led of his Spirit, and we are truly his children. Just saying I'm a Christian does not make me a child of God, or a believer, or whichever term you want to use, or to say that I go to church or I belong to a church does not make me a child of God. What makes me a child of God is that I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He's my strength. He's my helper. He's my go-to guy. He's my counselor for any and everything I need, so that I can be led of his Spirit. And what that really means is that I know where I should be and what I should be doing and what I should be saying. Now, those times that I have been led of God to do and to say and to be and to go, whatever, there are times that I don't always sync up with the voice, if you understand what I mean. That there are moments that I have a flash of the flesh, that I do something like, uh-oh, sorry, Lord. Thank God for repentance. So I can ask for forgiveness. I can turn around, which is what I do. I can turn around. Or you can turn around. Just, okay, Lord, it's not like you're just pleading with God, forgive me. It's just turn around. It's easy. It's easy. It's not heavy. It's easy. Just turn and start doing what God said. If he told you to give, if he told you to go and be a blessing to someone else, go show an act of kindness to a neighbor and show them some love and be a blessing, then just do that. He said, do it today. And you went, oh my God, I didn't do it. And it's 11:59 p.m. That's too late. Well, perhaps it is, but ask God, can I do it tomorrow, Lord? Is it okay to do it tomorrow? But if he says, do it now, trust me, you'll find that they were waiting on you to come. They were waiting on your arrival. Being led of the Spirit of God, hearing the voice of God, it is so exciting because you get to do good. You get to hear God's voice in a way that heals other people's lives, and it changes the dynamics and the course of someone else's life. What a tremendous blessing. And it's not always hearing God's voice to give money, which you need to do that too. You know that, right? It's hearing God's voice to be loving, to be kind. It's hearing God's voice to share what you do have, to be open for love, giving and receiving love. Hearing God's voice to say the right thing at the right time and to be who He's called you to be. When I first became a co-host here on America Out Loud, I thought about all of the different roles I've had in life and having done radio and television. And I'm thinking, Father, how do I use what you're teaching me in this setting, in this network, on this platform? I want to be your voice. I want to be a vessel that you can still flow through regardless of what seat I'm sitting in. How do I make myself available for this new assignment? And through some turns and changes and you know, and Malcolm and some great co-hosts, you know, supporting and loving on me, man, gosh, I couldn't help but to yield even more to God because I wanted to give even more and to be a greater blessing to you. And this opportunity to be the faith-based out loud voice on Sunday is just absolutely incredible that we get to be here and share this with you. So that is one example of my being led of the Spirit of God and hearing God's voice so that I can be here and be this voice that you hear, allowing Him to flow through my vocal cords and think through my mind that it's none of me and all of Him. Because people need to hear from heaven. We've got enough of hearing from everything else. It's time to hear from God. Amen. Amen, church. Psalms 37 and 23 reads, "The steps of a good, righteous, born-again person is ordered of the Lord, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand." You see, God will order our steps. He's ordered your steps today. You say, "Well, no, He didn't. I just happened to click on the mouse." No, He ordered your fingers. He ordered your steps today. And you are listening to this. You're hearing my voice. You're hearing a sound. You're feeling the vibration, the presence, the energy of God. So, Dr. Faye, how do you know? Because I feel it. And you can't give away what you don't possess. The presence of the Lord is here. He's in this atmosphere. He's right here on America Out Loud, sharing His goodness and His glory with you, letting you know you too can hear. It's available to you to hear the voice of God. Maybe you feel as though you have messed up so bad that God doesn't speak to you anymore. Maybe you're saying, "He used to talk to me. I used to hang out with him, but no, not so much. After I got on this or I did that or my wife left me, my husband left me, I don't so much care about all this God stuff. Or I met these preachers, blah, 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 blah." You know, the stuff, the talk. And maybe that's you. I don't know. But I can tell you what I do know. What I do know is that God loves you, and the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the earth, seeking someone in whom He may show Himself strong. And I always envision that as God is always looking for opportunities to manifest Himself. God is always available to show His power, His presence, His love. He's always available to speak to us and through us. Because if he can't speak to us, he will not speak through us. And do we not need to know that God is speaking through people today? We want God to speak through people in mass media. We want God to speak to people in our White House, in our government. We want God to speak, not just in pulpits on Sunday mornings, and that's great. We want God to speak in the pulpits of Congress, in those seats where those men and women are seated. We want them to hear the voice of God. You see how important this teaching is today, and this exhortation, encouragement to inspire you and motivate you to build a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because you, whether you're a government official or you're an actor in Hollywood or you're a CEO, it does not matter. You too can hear the voice of God if you choose to have that fellowship with him. So, well, Dr. Faye, how will I know that I'm hearing God's voice? Tell you this, you'll know. You will know. You'll just know that you know, that you're hearing his voice. Just as I stated earlier, if you walked into a room and you heard a familiar voice, and I gave Oprah for an example, or anyone whose voice you have become so familiar with, and you heard that voice in a dark room, you would know that that person was present. You said, oh my goodness, that sounds just like Oprah, or that sounds just like Malcolm. That sounds just like whomever. You'll know the sound because you have heard it so many times. In Jeremiah 29 and 12, he said, look, the most difficult part of hearing God is the fact that it takes time to learn to discern God's voice. But when you hear him, you will know him. I always say this, when God speaks, you will know it. Why not? It's always been that way. It's always been that way. But there's a part of us that may be in fear or denial, like, okay, God wouldn't tell me to do that. God wouldn't have me to do that. And that's the very thing he is telling you to do. It's not about us choosing what we want to do as much as connecting with God and getting the assignment. Isn't it better to get the assignment and walk it out than to try to make an assignment up and then ask God to jump in it? He has mercy on us. I know he has on me. And I can tell you, there have been many times I started projects and thought, well, you know, this is a great thing, so it must be God. This is a good thing to do, so it must be God. And God was nowhere in the room on it, so to speak. He was in the room, but not on that project. But wanting God's presence on it without getting God's instructions on it. So hearing God's voice, we want God's instructions for our lives. How to walk out this everyday waking, walking, talking life. How to be a part of the entire process universally. What God is speaking in the earth today. People want to know what's going on in Washington, D.C. What's going to happen to the world today? Well, get quiet long enough. You'll get an answer. God will begin to show you what's going to happen. Yes, he will. Because he's still speaking. God did not go on a vacation from communicating with his people. As a matter of fact, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that he's with us always, even to the end of the world. So when he came to live inside of us, he made a permanent resident inside of the spirit faith, not the body faith, but the spirit faith, the spirit that I am, the life that I am, the life that I am. When the life leaves the body, you know, the body goes to the ground, but the life keeps on living. So he came to make his home in the spirit faith, in your spirit, whoever you are, the spirit you. That lives inside of that body. And he will never exit that place. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's with us always. Isn't that a warm, fuzzy feeling? 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Wow.
Isn't that huge? That is so huge to me. That regardless of what may be going on in your life, greater is God in you. And since greater is in us, when we begin to hear greater, we begin to do greater. It's just part of the course. You say, well, Dr. Faye, I think there are people who've done great and they didn't even believe in God. They didn't talk about God. You know what? I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about all of the people like you who are wanting to have this relationship and are reaching for this relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can have it one prayer at a time. One prayer, one meditation, one fellowship, and you'll watch God do some amazing things in and through you. Don't you dare give up, cave in and quit, because you're just beginning to live the life you were born to live. Remember what we said in Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the thoughts that he thinks toward us, to give us a future and a hope. God's got good things in store for you. He just wants you to hear his voice and be directed by his spirit and his presence. I'll be right back with more on Intentional.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
The message today awakens the reality of the presence of God in the earth today and our ability to hear his voice and to be in daily communication with God. Why wouldn't we want that? And I know we really do. Many of us crave that. We just don't know what we're craving. And we try to feel that with other things. We're always trying to fill a void. We always feel as though we're missing something. And when the truth is, we're not missing anything. We're just not acknowledging who we already are. Isn't that good? That's good. You should remember that. I'm going to. I referenced Jeremiah 29:12 earlier in this message. And 13, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Now, that does not mean that God is lost and he's on a journey someplace and he can't be found. No, you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. That means when you turn your heart toward me, you'll find out that I was there all along. Matthew 6:33 reads, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. Because everywhere you seek, you'll find. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Doesn't this sound like God wants a relationship with us? Does it not sound like God wants to embrace the very fabric of who we are and draw us closer and closer and closer to Him until we hear a whisper? Until we hear the sound of God coming up through us in any given situation. Do you know how many billions and billions of dollars are in circulation because people are needing answers? They're looking for someone to tell them how to fix a problem all of the time. And we will always have that necessity because we always have problems. We need life coaches. We need speakers, teachers, preachers. We need mechanics. We need doctors and attorneys. We need psychiatrists and psychologists and therapists. Though sometimes there's a war between some of these groups, but we need each and every one, and each has their own role in their communities and in the lives of the people that they serve. We will always need teachers. However, what we want to come into the realization of is that we have God who knows everything about everything. The book of St. John, the first chapter, reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and there was not anything made that wasn't made by God." Yes. In the beginning, God made everything. That is true. That's true because it's true. And that's that. So God, having made everything, He certainly knows how to communicate with me and help me to do what He's once called me to do, what He's instructed me to do. He's the one that helps me carry out, because there are things I just don't know how to do. I know you think I know how to do a lot of things, but there are things I just do not have a clue about. I didn't know how to drive until someone got in the car to teach me how to drive. I did not know how to do, this. Until I started doing it and kept doing it and doing it and doing it, you got to keep at it until one day you wake up and it just becomes you. It just becomes you. God wants to build this relationship so that you can have peace, so that you won't live a life full of fear and doubt and self-rejection and self-hatred, that you will be so swallowed up, if you will, in peace, that there is nothing that can ever take you away from that place. And whatever it takes for you to maintain that inner equilibrium of that heavenly peace, that's what you'll learn to do. That's what you'll do. The writer of Proverbs is a beautiful book. I think it is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And Solomon, who is said of in the Word of God that he was the wisest man, he was given such a wisdom. When Solomon, he was asking God, not for riches, but for the wisdom to lead people. And when he asked for wisdom, God gave him not only wisdom, but God gave him riches. So he is the writer of many of the Proverbs. And Proverbs in the Amplified, I want to read it from the Amplified Bible in Proverbs, 16:3. He said, roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so your plans be established and succeed. So, are you at the end of your rope? Have you done everything you know how to do and still life just seems stuck? And you would love to know that you could hear God's voice so that you will know what to do next. So what's going to happen to your life and what's going to happen to your family, your children, your job, your business, your company? What are you going to do with this new company that you've just started with so much uncertainty about it? What are you going to do? What are you going to do about this marriage that has been rocky for a long time? What are you going to do about this fear that you're experiencing of sending your child back into a school that just had just a horrible crime committed? How are you going to feel about that? How are you going to deal with the issue of your child, your son, your daughter being murdered? How are you going to handle that? How are you? I tell you, that's the question. I can tell you the answer. And the best one that I know of to your heart is to take it to the Lord in prayer. And talk to God about it. Say, well, God knows. Nah, you're not praying because God doesn't know. You're praying to build relationship and to receive the peace. Because when you build a relationship, the peace is a byproduct. The peace comes with that. When you know God's got you, honey, God's got you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He'll take you places, take you farther than you've ever dreamed, do some incredible things for you. Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill didn't get that from Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill got that from God. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Think about what you think about. Those qualities are built inside of spirit. Anything that lightens your load, illuminates your mind, comes from God. Because he loves us so much, he has given us the tools that we need to transform our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. So we're not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds that we can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That place I call filling the gap, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Because we're transforming our minds. I spend every day, and there are maybe a day or here or there that I don't do it in the same pattern, but I have the system in place of making sure that I get self-inspired, God-inspired at the beginning of my day. Building myself up on my holy faith, praying, trusting, believing God, speaking the word of God over my own life and over the lives of people that are in my circle, my family, and you, the listeners, people who may have never heard this sound before, that God will just touch you, minister to you right where you are is my prayer. Because I know you need a helping hand and a hands up. I know that there are those of you whose hearts are breaking and you have done everything. You have tweeted and tapped and danced, but yet you keep getting stuck. and he wants you unstuck. You said, Dr. Faye, I meditate every day, but I still don't seem to be able to focus. You start reading scripture and read it aloud. It'll change your life because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This is what I know works 100% of the time without fail. Because the word of God is quick. That means it's alive. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yeah, you can do good with God, and you can do good all of the time. Does it mean things don't happen, won't happen? No, it doesn't mean that. I can tell you, there are some things that I could focus on any moment and shift that, but I choose to know, I know that when I think about good, I feel good. When you think about bad, you feel bad. I mean, that's just what you give birth to. Whatever we think about, we become. So I think about feeling good and I feel good. I think about love and I feel loving. I think about being happy and I choose to be happy. So how can you be happy with so many things going on in the world? Because my Bible says, happy is the man that getteth wisdom and getteth understanding. My Bible teaches me that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That if I keep my heart happy, I'll keep my heart healthy. Yeah. Can you imagine the damage we've done because we're so worried and burdened down with the cares of this life that chokes the word of God out? That's what the book of Mark chapter 4 teaches us. You know, the cares of this life come along and they choke the word. They choke the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by me. There is an A truth, and it is a truth, but then there's the truth. And the truth liberates and makes people free every time. You hear the voice of truth, you are hearing the voice of God. And he will transform your life, your beautiful life. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Can you really hear the voice of God, the case of God's voice? Right here on Intentional Today. Don't get caught up in the distractions, but take some time for you, loving you enough to know that you deserve to hear the voice of the one who created everything. You deserve to hear him and to fellowship with him and to know that he loves you beyond anything that you've ever experienced before. And he wants to do you good. Final scripture, Isaiah 30 and 21 says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, you'll find God speaking to you. Satan is the father of lies. He'll never tell you anything good. God will teach you correction, and you may not always like what God has to say. But the end will yield fruit to eternal life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this blessed day and every listener, every person within the sound of my voice. I thank you, Father, that you will allow each and every person to experience your sound from heaven, your voice, regardless of who they are and where they come from. That from this moment forward, they will go to a new place. And learning to build that intimate relationship with you and never looking back again, but moving forward, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I want to thank you for being with me today and being a part of this fellowship here, this Out Loud fellowship on Sundays. We just love you so much. And I want you to feel the hugs and the kisses going out to you, embracing you with the Spirit of God and letting you know that you are appreciated here on Intentional and on America Out Loud. Thank you for sharing the broadcast across social media and with your email, through your autoresponders. Thank you for your support. And for those of you who want to bring offerings, your tithes, your offerings, you can do that. We've made it available for you. All you have to do is go to my webpage at americaoutloud.com/DRFAYE, americaoutloud.com/Dr. Faye. I appreciate it. You're amazing. Join me for Energy Bar Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm the 7-Eleven talk show host right here on America Out Loud. 7 days a week, 11 a.m. You can go to my page and click on live and you'll be there. Save it in your browser. Visit us on iTunes. Review, like, share all across social media. Don't forget to listen for the encore at 4 p.m. And then Life and Liberty, Life Liberty at 5 p.m. We are busy here at America Out Loud, and we're going to keep you listening. God bless you. I'm Dr. Faye. Love you. Talk soon. Have a blessed one.